Jekka News, you need to know now.
Johannesburg 20, Pretoria 21, eMlahleni 19. The DA is calling on government to establish a specialised rural safety unit within SAPS with trained and equipped individuals solely focused on rural crime, farm attacks and stock theft. The DA's Ian Cameron says for the first time, two key portfolio committees, agriculture and police, acknowledge the reality of farm attacks, their increasing frequency and the need for an urgent intervention.
The point is that we can no longer shy away from the fact that we have a problem with violence in rural areas. We need to face it and tackle it head on. And the DA believes that the plan that we have to take this issue on will definitely succeed.
The Freedom Front Plus says in a country like South Africa where corruption is rampant, it is one of the utmost importance to protect its whistleblowers in every possible way to safeguard their lives and futures. The party's Philip van Staden says the Department of Justice and Constitutional Development's draft document outlining proposed reforms for whistleblower protection has still not been finalised.
Unfortunately, one frequently also reads that the whistle on corruption pay with their lives or are otherwise victimized in an effort to silence them. These examples clearly demonstrate a significant lack of legal, financial and psychological support for those who expose corruption in government and elsewhere. This needs to change.
The UDM's women's organization says it is appalled to learn that convicted murderer Oscar Pistorius participated in the Isuzu Ironman 70.3 triathlon in Durban on the 1st of this month. The party says that this marks his first public sporting event since being granted parole in January last year. The UDM's Thandi Nontonchena.
This is unacceptable. The very fact that Pistorius was granted parole in the first place was travesty of justice. His public return to sport as though nothing happened is a deep insult to the memory of Riva Steenkamp and a painful remember to her loved ones.
And U.S. President Donald Trump is deploying 2,000 National Guardsmen in Los Angeles to deal with unrest over raids on undocumented migrants. The Californian city saw a second day of unrest yesterday as residents clashed with Immigration and Customs Enforcement federal agents. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass earlier accused ICE of sowing terror in America's second largest city. More on jackrandfm.com. Click on news. I'm Miel Pinaar, hoofdnieuwsuur. Die DA doen 'n beroep op die polisiedienst om 'n plaaslike polisieering eenheid te stig.
Well, thank you. That made perfect sense. There we go. Emil making sense of the world for us, so we know what's happening. Oh, man. Oh, yeah. Where are we in space and time? It is a Sondag. Is it middag? Nee.
Almost there.
Almost there. All righty. Your last bulletin today is at midday, so that's
yes.
Okay. That's the
counting
checkout.
Down.
Meal terug met meer nieuws, 11 uur en daarna 12 uur. And then we'll let him loose. What's your plan for the... No, you will ask you later. Sadly, Emil and myself will not be able to enter the Fortune Frenzy competition, which starts tomorrow. Alla wereld, vrienden. Got details of that one coming up. If you haven't already put your hat in the ring by registering for the game, I urge you to do so. There's a potential R250,000 up for grabs each game, and we play four times a day, 5 days a week, for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
It's a klomp geld, means it is a klomp geld. Gonna be talking about the Prachtige Oorwinning gister. Daarby Loftus, what an amazing comeback. Yeah, there was no cheeky winks. It was just a tremendous performance by the Bulls. Got good music coming up as well. We'll take a look at the birthday list a little bit later on. But for now, let's get to the main event.
More music you love with Alex J.
Having a good time dancing and laughing.
Jacaranda FM.
I'm so mature, collected, and sensible. Except when I get hit with rejection. To turn me down, well, that's just unethical. I'll turn it.